Graham Plattner suspends main Senate campaign after sexual assault allegations. By Paul Bois on July 8, 2026. Maine U.S. Senate candidate Graham Plattner, D., suspended his campaign on Wednesday after scores of Democrats called him to step down due to sexual assault allegations. Plattner announced the suspension of his campaign in a video released to social media on Wednesday, denying the allegations against him while deflecting blame onto the establishment. "My name might be on the ballot right now, but that ballot line belongs to the people of Maine," he captioned the video on X. "As many of you know, over the past couple days, I have faced some very serious allegations," he began in the video. "I just want to make it clear, this is all false. The things that have been claimed did not happen. It's not real." Plattner further claimed that the corporate media and political establishment acted as judge and jury without allowing him a full investigation into the allegations. See full video. According to Axios reporter Holly Otterbein, Plattner told his staff he is suspending his campaign on an 8 p.m. phone call. On Tuesday, conservative commentator Lindsay Fifield, who dated Plattner between 2013 to 2014 and who previously accused him of physical abuse, told the Washington Post he would pull condoms off during sex, after she specifically told him she was not on birth control. The Plattner campaign denied the allegations, calling them categorically false and politically motivated. "He would pull condoms off," she said. "He would do it in a sneaky way. He wouldn't tell me." The outlet noted that Fifield initially spoke of the alleged condom removal during a June 20 interview that was off the record. She said she decided to speak publicly about it Tuesday in part because, she said, she wanted to show that Rossico was not alone in experiencing issues with Plattner involving sexual consent. Removing a condom during sex without consent, known as stealthing, is classified as a form of sexual assault in several countries, including Britain, Canada, and parts of Australia. In the United States, Maine, California, and Washington state have laws that address the non-consensual removal of condoms during sex. The alleged incidents involving Plattner took place in D.C., Fifield said. Fifield claimed that Plattner removed condoms an estimated 6 times during sexual intercourse, and when she confronted him about it, he would often laugh the situation off. "I confronted him both during and after sex, because he knew that I was not on birth control and how dangerous that was," she said one interview. "He would act like cute about it, like oh sneaky me," she said in another. Fifield also revealed this information to the New York Times in a previous off-the-record interview, adding that she did not wish to go public at the time for fear of embarrassment about her private life. At least one close friend of Fifield, Emily Zanotti, confirmed that she shared this information with her after the relationship with Plattner ended. Fifield's allegation came after Jenny Rossico accused Plattner on Monday of sexually assaulting her in 2021, prompting scores of Democrats to call for him to withdraw from the race to unseat Republican Maine Senator Susan Collins, including Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, his most loyal advocate.